the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Inflation in the 12 months to the end of June was 1.8%, but food and non-alcoholic drink prices were up by 4.6%. So more than double the general rate of inflation. And that's the type of thing that people notice, particularly when the prices have gone ahead so much over the last few years, particularly since the end of the COVID lockdowns. Now, we'll talk in a moment to Jennifer Whitmer, the Social Democrats TD for Wicklow. But Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, can you give me some specific examples of the type of price rises that people have been noticing?
Yeah, Matt, we have a graphic in the Irish Independent today. It's based on CSO data, and it's just food prices, and it shows the line shooting up skywards in the last, since 2021, 2022. Matt, this, take a strip line steak. It's up by more than a fiver when you buy it in the shop. It's in the, and this is only the last year. I'm not even going back far here. So, you know, per kilogram, it's up 5 euros, 5.26. White slice pan of bread, 6 cents. Potatoes, the humble potato, 29 cents for the 2.5 kg bag. Cheddar cheese, Irish cheddar cheese, up nearly a euro per kilogram. Butter, 1 euro 10 up in price. And take even something kind of fairly humble like minced meat, which is, you know, fairly stock purchase for a family. In the last year alone, per kilo, it's up 2.40 euros. It's nearly 13 euros per kilo now at this stage. So, you know, consumers are being absolutely pounded by food price rises in an island that's an agriculture producer.
Well, that's an interesting point, Charlie, because there will be people who tell you that we actually have to import an awful lot of our foodstuffs. But the things that you focused on there, such as butter, cheese, steak, you could have added in milk, which is up 27 cents for 2 litres. Those are all the things that are produced here at home on the island. So then that brings up the question is, why have the prices all gone up so much?
Yeah, and that's a very good question, Matt. You know, and it starts at the farm gate. What the farmers are getting is up 50% for cattle. 50% increase in the price that farmers are getting. Now, is that the farmers going bananas and taking us all for a ride? It's not necessarily, Matt. What's happening is the national herd, the cattle herd, for example, it was about 6.5 million cattle we had back in 2023. That is way down in the last, in that year alone, between 23 and 2024, the national dairy herd, national cattle herd is down about 218,000. So demand is increasing in the last 10 years. The population has gone up by about 15%. So you have greater demand for food. The national herd is down. Why? Well, a lot of it is down to, you know, and this is necessary. I'm not disputing we need to do this, but it's down to environmental regulations. It's down to the green agenda, you know, biodiversity, farmers being encouraged to be less intensive users of our resources, our green resources. So that's what you get. And then a hell of a lot of what the beef we produce is exported, 90% of it. So you've rising demand and you've less supply. Of course the prices are going to shoot up, and have they, boy, have they been shooting up. So, you know, there's other reasons as well, you know, there's other costs and inputs, but it's all coming to a head at the moment. But, you know, yes, we need to be more environmentally friendly, but nobody has been telling us that there's a price to be paid here, and the invoice is coming in now, and people are seeing it when they go and pay for their shopping.
Okay, but Charlie, how much of it is not actually done? I mean, the farmers will argue with some legitimacy that an awful lot of their input costs have risen quite substantially as well. And so take that as a given. But then, could it be that the supermarkets are engaged in what people would call price gouging, that they're taking advantage of the fact that there's a perception that everything has to be more expensive, and that then they're charging more than they might necessarily have to, and then consumers suffer as a result?
Yeah, well, look, I'd be the last person to defend supermarkets, or farmers, or for that matter, you know, but I had a look at this. I mean, I went back to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission report in 2023, and I spoke to Damien O'Reilly. He's a lecturer in retail management in the TU Dublin University. And between us, look, we looked at the margins. I mean, retail is a low margin, high volume business. I mean, your typical shop stocks anything between 15 and 20,000 product lines, and the margins are low enough. Aldi's profit margin in 2021, according to the CCPC, 2%. Musgrave's, which is super value, 2.4%. Tesco, according to Damien O'Reilly, has an operating profit margin of about 3.7%. Now, Matt, compare that with Kerry Group, wait for it, 12% profit margin. Unilever, which is, you know, washing powders, mayonnaise, soap, ice cream, Cornetto ice cream, wait for this one, 16% profit margin. And according to the CCPC, your local pharmacy has a profit margin of 44%. So, you know, that would indicate that the problem is not entirely here, supermarkets. Yes, of course they have healthy profits, and we have no idea what Dunnes are making. We have some idea what Tesco, Super Value, Aldi, and what they're making. But we've no idea what Dunnes stores are making. But I'm not just convinced that it's just pure profit gouging, a price gouging by supermarkets. I think it's more complex than that.
Okay.
And nobody wants to hear that, but that is apparently what it is, Matt.
Okay, before I bring in Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, we're getting loads of text messages to 0874 100 102. I asked for two T-bone steaks in my local Super Value last Sunday. They came to €36. I asked the lady to put them back on the shelf. Another one says, in Lidl, Greek olives used to be €3.50 for a 1600 gram jar. It's now €4.99 for a 600 gram jar. We've kept the jars, said that listener. Another one says, we can thank the Greens for forcing the reduction on our herd. I suppose we can all eat plant-based food. How much has that gone up? However, there are people coming to the support of the Greens in relation to this. For far too long, we haven't paid honest prices for food. Eating meat 5 times a week is a luxury. The earth can't afford us to be, so we can't either. Another one says, easy to blame the green agenda. We export far more meat and dairy than we actually use. That's actually quite a few people saying along those lines. If they stop shipping,
totally true. About 90% of the beef here is produced, exported, because they get better prices.
A listener that's says, if they stop shipping off live cattle to Israel and Morocco and Algeria, there'll be more supply. It's disgraceful blaming the green policies. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow. What do you want done about this?
Thanks, Matt, and good afternoon and to Charlie as well. Social Democrats this week had a motion on the floor of the Dáil calling on the government to bring in a level of transparency in relation to this issue. Just even, you know, your conversation with Charlie there, just because it is a complex issue and there isn't just one element that's, you know, problematic, or there isn't just one solution that's going to solve this. But what we are looking for in the Social Democrats is the evidence, right? So what we called for this week, we called for supermarkets to actually publish their profits, because, you know, I do believe that is an element of, it's one of the reasons that we are seeing these increases in the supermarket prices and grocery prices. And look, they have to do that in the UK. They don't have to do it here. And oftentimes, you know, the profits from Ireland are sort of hidden in the UK figures. And I think that's a very simple measure that the government could do.
But what good would it do, Jennifer? I mean, so for example, we know what the bank profits are. We know what interest rates the banks pay on deposits. We know what they charge on loans. There's a lot of transparency about their fee charges. And yet people don't move their money to other banks which pay better. Having transparency doesn't lead to any changes in behaviour.
Oh, well, I see. I would disagree with that. And I think having transparency would certainly lead, well, it should certainly lead to changes in the behaviour of the government, who've essentially sat on their hands for the last 4 years while grocery prices are skyrocketing, and they haven't actually done anything about it. And I think if the figures were publicly available to say that, or to demonstrate or show the potentially that there's price gouging happening within the supermarket sector, I think that, you know, the government would have to move on it. But I think that lack of evidence is meaning now that the government can, you know, hide behind all these other things. But look, it is a complex piece. And I do want to come back on the things that Charlie was saying in relation to, you know, the agricultural sector, and a lot of this stuff is products that we would produce here in Ireland. We've two regulators here. We've the Agri-Food Regulator and we've the Consumer Protection Authority. And both of those have asked the government for more enforcement and essentially regulatory powers in order for them to, again, bring some transparency and tackle this issue. And that's absolutely something the Social Democrats believe that should be in place. But the government hasn't done it yet. So when we look at, say, food within the agricultural sector, what we need is to have a look at every single element of the food, the supply chain, from the farm to people's plates, right? And that is what the food regulator is meant to be doing. Unfortunately, last year, they identified that they were unable to do their job because they didn't have sufficient powers. And they wrote to the minister and asked them for the powers of compellability. So that means essentially that they can ask particular businesses to produce figures and to show how much profit they're making. But those businesses at the moment don't have to provide that information. And so when the regulator tried to look at the price of eggs and that supply chain, they actually couldn't conduct their business because, and they couldn't produce a report on that because they weren't being given the information from those particular companies. And so, you know, we absolutely have to have transparency. We have to have the information, because until you have that information, you cannot bring in measures to tackle the problem. You know, there has to be evidence-based. And so, you know, Social Democrats were calling on the government to provide the powers to the regulator and to have that element of transparency. And unfortunately, and for some, bizarre reason, the government refused to even agree to do those very, very simple things that I think would have absolutely made a difference to tackling this issue.
Lots of messages coming in to 0874100102, particularly defending the farmers. One says, farmers are paying €700 for a calf that used to cost €100 and then have to pay to raise that animal for 2.5 years. Another one says, you can't blame the farmers for price hikes, as we're price takers, not price setters. Another one says, most of our fruit and veg comes from Spain, France, Netherlands. It can be difficult to find carrots grown in Ireland for the majority of the year. There's a cost of transporting into Ireland, a vulnerability to our produce coming from so far away with droughts and fires, etc. We as consumers and government should be supporting Irish grown fruit and veg more. We have higher minimum wage than other countries, higher insurance for businesses. Another listener has a comment about a product, Charlie, that isn't Irish made, definitely. It's about tuna. But please talk about shrinkflation on top of the price gouging in the supermarkets. Just today, a can of tuna is more expensive, but 5 grams smaller. I feel like I'm being gaslighted. I wonder, do the figures accurately capture smaller sizes, Charlie, even when the prices go up?
They don't, Matt. And I asked the Central Statistics Office about this, and they are taking steps to kind of capture that. Now, that's something they... the producers, the manufacturers are at, they're reducing the size of products all the time. So you're effectively getting the same or less, well, you're getting less, but you're probably paying more. So, you know, it's very sneaky. Not only have they, it wouldn't be too bad if they left the price the same, but they're actually putting the price up and giving you even less. So that's not captured at the moment, that nasty shrinkflation thing. And, you know, that's a sly way that we're ending up paying more as well. And it's a way of big corporations, the likes of the Unilevers, maintaining their profit margins. And, you know, so I actually totally agree with what Jennifer is saying here. It would be totally brilliantly useful to know, you know, from the farm gate, what's the farmer getting? What's the processor getting? The logistics people, what margin do they get, the wholesaler, and what's the shop get? If we could see that, if we could see the cycle of who's getting what, it would help a lot. But I'm afraid we may be a little bit disappointed, because costs have risen so much that all of these costs get shoved on to the consumer, and it ends up the consumer footing the bill for all of this at the moment. It's becoming really difficult for people, Matt.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow, thank you.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.